How about a makeshift sleeping place down the floor that children would especially like to sleep
well,
in?
Well, you know what, now them children will say, we're going to put a pad on the floor. That's what they're going to say, and sleep on the floor. Mama used to say a pallet, put a pallet on the floor.
How about if you were expecting a large crop from the field because the soil is very...
rich?
Mm-hmm. How about, do many people ever say fertile instead of rich?
No.
If, what do you call a flat lowland along the stream? It's overflowed in spring and plowed later.
Flat lowland, wait, what you mean, like a brook where the tide come up or something?
Yeah, along the stream, like a bottomland. You ever hear that?
You used to say lowland. That's all lowland.
How about a low-lying grassland or a place where it's good for nothing other than raising grass or clover and alfalfa and stuff like that?
That's the lowland.
Or, you know, meadow, or any other words?
No, uh-uh.
How about, Okefenokee? What's that?
Swamp.
Uh-huh. And the place where saltay grows along the sea?
Saltay, what is that?
You know, the stuff that, you go fishing on and those reeds coming up, what do you call that? You know, all along the way out to tide, you see nothing but...
Well, I see them, but I don't know the name for them.
Well, how about not the name for those things in particular, but just that area with the reeds?
Oh, marsh.
Uh-huh. How about different kinds of soil you have in a field? Do you know?
Different kind of soil?
Mm-hmm. Suppose it was part sand and part clay. Would you have a name for that?
No.
Do you ever hear of loam or...
No, I
don't. If they're getting water off the marshes or letting water out of the lake, you say they are.
Oh, what you mean, drying a lake? After trying to dry that lake or something?
Mm-hmm. How about, what do you call the thing that you dig, a small stream that someone digs.
A shovel?
And, or something that boats might run along, a man-made stream, like the Casey.
Canal?
Uh-huh. And any other words for that?
No, just a canal, that's all right. No.
How about a little rivulet, a little arm of water from the sea that comes in, what would you
call it? Oh, a creek.
Uh-huh.
A creek.
Any other words for that?
No, uh-uh.
Which one of those do you say more often, creek or crick?
Creek.
How about deep narrow valley that's cut by a stream of water?
Deep valley?
Yeah, not too deep, but it's about 10 feet, and 10 feet deep, 10 feet across. You know, out by, where we used to have snake, you know that place out in Fairway Oaks where we used to have kids used to play a lot of snake? They call it Snake Canyon, but I don't think it was that big.
Mm-mm. It wasn't big enough for a lake, you know?
If there's been a... Did you ever hear anyone call it a gully or a hollow? Gulch?
Gully. Now I've heard that word, gully. Gully, I heard that word. Gully.
How about a deep narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or a field?
Or a pond.
Uh-huh.